day, Papa Joe. Friday morning, it's the 22nd, I believe. Hardwood guys are walking down the middle of the road, getting ready to start their little rendezvous with the world. Let's see what's going on here. Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you, I don't know what that is. If it's our luck, my luck lately, we talked about this a lot about luck, but I had to get a couple windows replaced in the house. So I called this guy. I called around. Finally got a guy based off a billboard that was selling some pretty cheap windows. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to spend a whole lot of fucking money on windows. We need new windows. I don't want to fucking break the bank. Let's get a couple windows. So we get this guy out. This guy's running late, coming from KCK. Gets here like 30 minutes late. Got a ticket on the way here. He's kind of out of sorts. Older guy. Right off the bat, when he comes in the house, Judy got us that placard that has the quote, I can't remember what it is about our home, from the Book of Luke. And he's like, oh, I love the quote. And I'm like, okay, great. So he comes in and comes upstairs, and he's like, which ones are we going to do? I'm like, these two right here. And he's like, oh, we're only doing two? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, we always have a four-window minimum. I'm like, well, I had two conversations with your company, and there was never a mention of four windows. So we start getting off on that step. Like, what the fuck is this all about, kind of a thing. But I mean, cool with him. I'm like, all right, let's be metered measured. And he's like, well, we'll make this work. And then we get down there, and he starts dropping the fucking pastor thing on me. I'm a pastor, you know? I only do this because I want to meet with people. Same thing as that fucking NASA guy. What is that fucking shit? Is that a new sales technique I don't know about? Or is that just the way the world is? They have to be fucking difficult. They have to make you feel like, oh, you got this quote? Well, let's see if we can get that quote for you. It's like, look, motherfucker. Let's see if we can't be a fucking asshole for once. Let's see if we can take the sales gimmick and shove it straight up the asshole it got farted out of. That's what I wanted to fucking say right back to him. But anyways, I got my quote. But I still got the whole fucking thing this guy has, you know. He told me a little bit of his background. Seems like an interesting guy. Broadcaster. Knows the mayor of Belton. Seems like he has all these connections. But starts in at the end. Oh, if you call me on my cell phone and I don't answer, I never answer with clients and I never answer when I'm in church. Starts that whole church thing. What is it with these fucking people? I just don't fucking get it. And it's always these motherfuckers that are always fucking flaunting and touting fucking theology that are the ones that seem to me that they would give 100 kids cyanide Kool-Aid or completely go ballistic and take out about fucking 50 motherfuckers in a church or in a fucking McDonald's or in a Walmart. These volatile fucking people. It just floors me. It's like maybe those are the only fucking people they can drag up to fucking sell shit at a, to consumers, like fixing ice machines and fucking putting window replacements in. It's like, man alive, save me the fucking bullshit. I do service fucking shit in the district. I'd never fucking start throwing shit out like that at people. It's just so over the fucking top. It's like, God, it's just that whole thing with Christianity. You have to fucking tell everybody what's going on. Gotta save everybody. Gotta spread the word. It's like, that's fine. But don't when you're fucking selling me a goddamn set of windows. It gets to be so fucking irritating. You know? It's the same thing in this country with Christianity. It's like all these fucking Christians think that everything's going to hell. Everything's wrong. Everything's this. And you know what? Those are the people that seem the most fucking damaged to me. The most fucked up. And that are teaching their kids the worst fucking shit that's making this country fucking volatile. I tire of it. I tire of the fucking tawny, paradoxical ironies that these Christian pricks fucking shove onto everybody. You know, I'm all for fucking theological tranquility, but please, in America, take it and fucking go to bed. Stop the fucking bullshit. I don't want to hear about your shit. I just don't. I dig. I love Jesus Christ. I love Buddha. I love every Hindu god. I love theology. I love the idea of it. I love the comfort it gives us. But don't fucking come into my home and tell me and shove it down my throat or ring my doorbell and wake my son to tell me about your long lost theological fucking belief system that I don't want to have anything to do with. All right? I will open up and talk to you, but Jesus fucking Christ, something's got to give with this shit. You know, it's so irritating. And I'm going to point out that if somebody comes into my home again and starts that shit, I'm going to fucking tell them, don't do it. If you continue to talk to me about how you're a reformed pastor and you only do this because you want to make a little extra money and fucking have a little testimony time with me, I'm not going to fucking do it. I'm going to tell you to walk out of my house. That's where I'm at anymore with it. when I was talking to Anthony, he said his patience is like gone, and I'm sure he's just been whittled away by it. But anyway, he's going to talk about a couple other things too. I'm going to send a sympathy card to your sister today about Maria. I think I'm done with that clan up there. I poured my heart out to her and Joseph, and those, they come back with either nothing or flimsy responses. It's just idiotic. I don't know what I did when I went up there in the mid-90s, or if that's just the way they are. I'm sure that's just the way they are. Maria was the only bastion of hope I had to keep any contact with anybody up there, the only sane individual that was just so comforting to fucking talk to. And I just, now that she's gone, it's like, God, I, you know, and that was the connection to New York that I was hoping that these kids would be able to get involved with. In fact, we had talked like a couple years ago, because Carrie's friend George is up there, about going up there and reconnecting with them. And yeah, that's not going to happen. At any rate, cops on the hill, hitting everybody with the radar. Attaboy. End of the month. Hit that quota. That old Rick Clausing? No, somebody. See what else is going on. Yeah, I was just thinking about age today, about the ailments. Like, I got a... My feet still fucking hurt me. Like, I got that fucking gout foot like you had. I got a tonsil that's been hurting me for about a week. I can't shake it. But it's one of those things that I know is just going to go away. It's just a fucking sore throat. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, you know, fucking Dick Cheney won't go away. It's like they're talking about all these terrorism techniques. And this is the new big Obama thing. Everybody's giving him shit because he's talking about how waterboarding and other torture techniques just aren't right. And he just doesn't want to do them. And good for him, you know? But all these Republicans are like, ah, oh, that's how we fucking stopped more 9-11s from happening. It's how we fucking made the world a better place. It's like, bullshit. You guys made the world fucking hell on earth for fucking 8 years. You did shit to this fucking world that's irreprehensible, and now you're on your podium, ousted by a black man with a Muslim name who's smarter than shit, that's fucking steering us in the right course, and your fucking little teeny tiny rhetoric with that fuck Rush Limbaugh is supposed to mean anything? Jesus, the fact that we even remotely pay credence to these fuckwads now that they're not only out of office, but they were never really qualified to fucking say anything more than a menu order to a fucking mass audience is fucking laughable, you know? God, it just astounds me sometimes. I know, I'm fucking fired up and charged up this morning. I'm glad that I'm having pseudo-conversations with you, because, man, I tell you what, between salespeople and politicians, this fucking whole game down here gets my fucking balls sometimes. The way that fucking people interact and treat each other, and the way we fucking pass along lies and fucking suppositions is fucking sick, man. Just fucking sick. And I know I got that fucking disdain from you, and, you know, it's good to fucking flip it out there and have it out. We'll talk about it another day. We meet back up. You fucking hit some home runs over there. Hopefully you're in a land of truth, pal. Enjoy yourself. Ah, that sun feels good.